You're listening to The Ocho Man Behind the 8 Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the 8 Ball. Hey, folks, how the hell are you out there? It's January 9th, 2015. Hey, Chris, how the hell are you over there?
I'm wonderful, Ocho Man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's goddamn cold out there.
It's freezing, man.
Yeah, freezing. It was like 12 degrees in my garage, and I got a fucking Tesla. I told you I got a Tesla, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's sweet-looking ride, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Well, I got the
beautiful,
and I got the Ocho Man on the back of it. That's license,
absolutely stunning on that vehicle.
I know. Well, here's the bad side of the Tesla. Okay,
I'm ready for it,
dude. I could pump this thing up to 200.
Yeah,
202 on the electricity.
On the battery,
and it says 202 so-called miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fucking miles. It's you get in there and you use electricity to warm your ass up, the music, everything. Well, it eats. Mm. It eats electricity and it takes away from the miles, man. And I'm driving along. I got the so-called 202 miles, and now I'm suddenly down to 125. And you can't go. And I called Tesla.
Yeah,
I called them. I said, "Hey, what's going on with this? What if I get caught in traffic? What if there's an accident? What the fuck's gonna happen to me out there? It's not like I can call a tow car, a tow truck to come pick me up, because they have no knowledge of a Tesla."
Oh yeah, especially when it's 3 degrees outside. Hard to get anyone to come at all, especially to get a some vehicle they don't know.
It's really pissing me off, and they said, no, it's normal because, you're fighting the cold weather. Mm. Well, fuck, you didn't tell me about that in the brochure, man.
Yeah.
Because, I'm driving along, I'm eating all this energy, and then, I turn off the fucking heat. I've got the heat turned off now. I'm driving cold. I'm driving in this car, and it's cold.
It's like you're back in the horse and carriage days. No gas, no heat.
Yeah, I'm a fucking Quaker right now. I'm a fucking Quaker.
A Quaker and a Tesla.
Oh, man. So, you know what? It is cool looking, and I do get looks. Sometimes, though, you just wish you don't get a look, too, because I was eating my sausage egg McMuffin today.
I was going to ask you how this was going with this.
Well, fuck. Fucking hot chick drives by me and sees me dislocating my jaw like a snake trying to put down the sandwich. And, it's a catch-22. You want people looking at you, but you don't want people looking at you while you're trying to grab a breakfast sandwich either.
No.
I got problems with this Tesla. Problems.
Yeah, it seems like the issue's starting to rub you the wrong way with the Tesla.
Well, like I said, it's a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
But during wintertime, man, I have to have electricity, and God forbid there's an accident out in front of me where that drains my electricity to me getting home. It's an ordeal. It's an ordeal, and I hope to get some answers pretty soon about that.
So you've spoken to those guys, the guys you bought it from?
Yeah, man, but they're
Are they helpful?
Oh, fuck no. They're just saying, we understand. We know what you're going through.
No.
And I'm like, well, what do you know what I'm going through? If I'm stuck on that highway, that's like the desert to me, man.
Well, I mean, that's, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
This nice car, it's supposed to have all these, you're helping the environment, you're not burning any gas, you're not supporting Iran.
I'm not talking about that. Well, check this out, though, man. I buy this fucking thing and the whole gas is, I've talked about it before, it's driving me fucking crazy.
Horrible timing.
Yeah, I look like a douchebag on this one.
Well,
in any case, I don't want to talk about it, Chris. It's driving me crazy. I don't want to talk about it. You know what though, my buddy, he likes my show. Yeah, I got a Chicago Cubs fan that likes my show.
Ah, yeah, not surprised to hear that.
Well, and he said, "Hey, can you give a little props to the Cubs?" And I said, "What the fuck for? You haven't done anything yet."
Yeah, they
And
show up to the ballpark. That's about it.
They show up. Yeah. They show up. And this is what I don't understand. Okay, the Cubs come out and they pick up Joe Maddon.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winning manager.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to lose.
No.
Then they got this John Lester. I could honestly say he's a top 10 pitcher in the major leagues.
No question.
Theo Epstein, the baseball operations guy at Chicago, he's convinced he's going to put a winning team out on the field.
Yeah.
Now, here's my point, though. Here's my point. Now, listen to this, Chris.
Sure.
Who the fuck wants a winning team in Chicago?
It hasn't seemed to matter in the past.
Yeah, I mean, you're selling out, man.
Yep.
People go to it. It's a social event. That's all you should look at this as, a social event that you're selling the tickets. People are buying tickets. They don't care if you win or lose. Now what you're doing is you're putting into their mind, into their Chicago mind, into the Cubs' mind that, what, we can win?
Yeah.
I like this. And once they get used to it, man, some heads are going to roll because you've got them well-tuned. They are well, I mean, they're like that wall video of Pink Floyd. They're just walking into the meat grinder, you know?
Exactly.
They've accepted the role. Why ask them to do something else and cheer on a winning team?
It's like the guy who's eaten, you know, shit his whole life, and then you give him a filet mignon.
Oh, the shit's out of the... No one's going to want to eat that shit more.
He's never going back to the shit again.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of shit, if you folks haven't noticed lately, I got rid of my sidekick, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I suspended him.
Don't make me angry.
Well, you know what? I got to make someone angry here, and it was my buddy Jimbo.
Let's hear this. I've been here. I've been walking around. I see Jim. He's here, but, you know, he's not in here with us.
Yeah.
He's not in the show prep meetings. You know, I was wondering what was going on, but I didn't want to ask.
Well, you know, I had a little powwow with him. He came to my office, and I told him, you know, Jimbo, I think I got to pull the plug on you for a little while here.
You're fired.
And he was like, why, man? We got something good here. I said, I know, we do have something good here. But, you know, like Tonto and Lone Ranger, Boy Wonder and Batman.
Sure.
You got to have a little obedience, my friend.
Yeah, all the
and
other
you're
ones
jumping
too.
My ass all the time.
Mm.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Chris.
Well, that's not how you roll in the Ocho Man
rules. Nah, the Ocho Man rules. Exactly. And I tell you what, Tonto never took lead. Always the white, the fucking horse led, you know, with Lone Ranger.
Well, yeah. What was the name of the show?
It was Lone Ranger.
And what's the name of the show?
It's the Ocho Man.
There you go.
Boom.
There
I
you go.
I love Chris. That's my production guy here. He knows what's up here. So, you know, I put him on suspension. I'll bring him back. He's whining and crying. He came to my office saying, I'd like to be back on the show. I told him to write a 500-word essay.
Oh, man, I'm ready for this one.
On why I should let him. So this is going to be fucking great.
I'm ready for that.
I bet he does it, too. You watch. You think he'll do it?
Fuck up a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I
can't wait. He's
got to think of the 500 words first.
Yeah, then no shit.
No, he'll do it. He'll do it. He wants back.
All right.
He wants back in the Ocho Man's good graces.
Yeah. Speaking of good grace, did you see my Sixers
I saw that. Big win there.
You know what? Cleveland was without LeBron James. Okay.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. But the Sixers finally won a home game since last fucking April. I'm so excited for these guys, man. I love the Sixers. I grew up a big Dr. J fan, and that's my basketball team. I know they suck it like horseshit, but you know what? That's my team, and they won 93-92 last night, and 18,000 Sixer fans were all excited, going nuts, man. That's beautiful. That's old-time basketball at Philadelphia.
That's big, man. That's a good wow.
And it doesn't end there, though. It doesn't end there, Chris, because the CEO of the Sixer, Scott O'Neill,
mm-hmm.
he picks up all the emails he can from all the fans that were there that night. And you know what he does? He sends them an email saying, you folks are invited to watch a Sixer game, two Sixer games, any ones you choose, it's on us. We love the atmosphere last night of 18,000.
Holy shit.
No shit, man. Wow. That's called keeping the fans happy. And you know what? That's called loyalty, my friend. And that's what it's all about. And I'm so happy how the Sixers did that.
That's
and
good
their CEO.
Ownership, man. Smart play there.
And fucking, well, I just got this today, man. Can you fucking believe this one? It's Miami News.
Mm-hmm.
Former NFL fullback Rob Conrad survives a 9-hour ocean
I
swim.
Saw this one. What a nightmare.
Hold on here. He was fishing.
Yeah.
He was fishing alone off the coast. I guess nine fucking miles. He was off the coast for 9 miles. I'll tell you how I find out about the 9 miles.
Sure, sure.
But he's fishing. He falls into the water where he's fishing. The boat just casually takes off.
As a boat will do.
The boat is headed to Bahamas right now, and no one's gotten the boat back.
Smart boat. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'd send my ass out in the middle of the ocean. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
So the guy falls in the water, can't catch up with his boat. The boat takes off, headed to Bahamas somewhere, and he decides he's going to swim back.
Jesus.
Swim back to shore, man. This guy is 38 years old.
Yeah.
He played for the Dolphins from 99 to 2004. He's still fit. Right. He's still fit. My ass, I'd be bait.
In NFL years, he's like 100, I think.
Yeah. Well, human, though.
No. Yeah.
He's still in tip-top shape.
Swimming.
Swimming. And he arrives ashore, guess what time?
What?
4 fucking a.m.
Jesus.
4 fucking a.m., so that means it's got to be freezing water.
Oh, my God.
And you got some crazy-ass fish out there. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
What I'm waiting
for. Dude, I get in the water.
Imagine how nervous you'd be.
Oh, I'm telling you, I get in the water when I'm in the blue ocean.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking, I cannot see underneath this fucking blue water right now. There could be something just swimming by and catching my leg or some shit like that.
Well, I mean, and then, you know, it's night, you know, it's nighttime.
Nighttime,
it's cold,
that's when
there's
they
no
eat,
way to contact anybody. Fuck, I feel like they eat all the time. I feel like that they eat when
no
I stick
shit.
My leg in the water.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying, man. I like those areas that I've roped off.
Exactly.
And am I going to sound crazy here, but I always love swimming at a place where there's other people, and I always find out-of-shape people that I could hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? Let's be frank here.
Let's go to a nude beach. They're everywhere.
They're so disgusting looking, though, man. They're never like the postcard.
No, I know.
They're
never.
Always gross.
No.
I mean,
so that one doesn't exist.
No, no. But I'm saying, though, when I'm in the water, I like being around some real big people.
Yeah. Sure. Because,
you know, I feel that I can probably run my ass out of the water pretty fast.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm a pretty big guy myself.
Yep.
I'm a big bone guy, if you didn't notice.
I mean, you're not, yeah. You know, you're not a stick.
Right, yeah. I'm far from a stick. But you know what? You try to hang around people that are out of shape. The shark's going to take a look here, go, am I going to go after this guy that's running, making all the splashes, or this guy right here that looks like a filet mignon?
Hey, it's like if you're in a vehicle, you're going to go after the dump truck or the Lamborghini. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's going to be a lot easier
exactly.
to catch the dump truck.
Exactly my point of view, my friend. What's been going on with you of late?
Oh, just, you know, Ocho Man show, you know, watching some NHL hockey. That's, you know.
NHL hockey. You know what?
That's about the extent of my days.
NHL hockey. I got a big play for you tonight. I'll get to that in a second. What about anything changing in the NFL? I think Aaron Rodgers, they just came out that he's got a little tear.
Yeah, that's what.
Little tear in that calf.
Had going into this game, the biggest game either of these, you know, organizations have played all year. What do you think here?
I got to tell you, man, there's times that I've laid on the couch and my calf has tightened up to where I cramped up and I just fell apart.
Sure.
I mean, that's the worst fucking pain.
It's an awful
feeling. Having a calf pain.
Yep.
And you're telling me you got a slight tear and you're not going to tear that up some more once they're chasing you down?
Well, especially with, you know, with that defense going after him, I mean.
Well, here's what they're thinking about. Green Bay's thinking about putting Aaron Rodgers into a shotgun formation the entire time.
Oh, wow.
But he can't do that.
Yeah.
Because when he did this, mm-hmm. when he's in shotgun formation, he is the 11th best QB in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
When he's under the snap.
Yep.
He's number one.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
Look.
You know these guys are, you know, they're...
No question.
You know, they know these numbers inside and out.
No question about it. And the Cowboys, you had your hands full already being healthy. Now,
yep.
Now you got a slight tear in that calf.
Yeah, that's going to make for an interesting game, I'll tell you.
Well, the lines shifted a little bit more now. It started off at 6.5. Now it's down to 5.5 on some lines here. And the Ocho Man is looking at this like a big shark. Give me that shark. Give me that shark attack again. Give me the jaws. One more. There it is. Oh, I love that game. I love that game. I don't see how they're betting the over on this one. I don't see this one going to 53.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the matter with these people?
They don't have the insight the Ocho Man has. That's what I keep saying.
It's going to be probably a 24-20 game. Tops, yeah. My friend.
Sure.
Here. And I'm all over Dallas on this one. How many times I got to tell you? How many times I got to tell you, play with your cock and balls, baby?
Hey, after, you know.
Sweetheart, play with your cock and balls.
This game gets over, and they will start to recognize what the Ocho Man's got to offer here.
And
either that or they'll fucking won't, and they'll lose. So.
You know what? If they don't fuck them, I don't care. As long as I cash mine. My friends, it's all about this. Check this out.
Yep.
You go to Ocho.com. If you're in South America, if you're my Mexican friends out there.
Yeah, Mexico or Peru.
Mexico or Peru, you make a little wager. You make a little wager, see, at Ocho.com. That's who pays my salaries here, Ocho.com. And I got this beautiful site here at on this podcast called Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. It's doing really good.
Yeah, iTunes
People are loving our show.
Yeah. You can find it on the iTunes store, you know, the Android podcast store. It's there, you know.
And
leave us some feedback.
Leave us
in
some
the comments
feedback.
Section. Leave
you
us a rating and some feedback. You have something to ask, you know?
Well, we got our first one today
I
with
saw
the
that.
Chicago Cubs one. That
I
was unbelievable.
That. Yeah, that was great.
And this other guy, he emailed us about where my sidekick at.
Yeah, well, I think we answered that.
My friend in, let's see where he's...
What do you think? You put
Toledo. He's from Toledo, and he said, where's the sidekick Jimbo at?
I just drove through there the other day. Well, so just in all honesty, and maybe you don't want to answer this on the air. I mean, you know.
All right. Make it simple. Make it simple, boy.
Is there some sort of, you know, time period on this probationary time? I mean, suspension, you know, is it probationary time? You know, is he still, you know, are you going to start allowing him to prepare in the show prep again and then be able to work his way back onto the show depending on what he brings? Or, you know, is it just going to be, you're off the probation, you're back on the show? Or is it just going to be, I think I'll wait and see. And if you start to act the right way, then we'll see if we can work you back in.
Yeah, well, you know what, Chris, I tell you what, that's a very good question, my friend, very good question. You wouldn't have to have that sound bite of the Dean on Animal House, where he gives I love that part.
I'm gonna grab that.
And I tell you, with his suspension, I gave him, like I said, of some fucking dorky ass shit. I gave him 500-word essay that he's got to come up with. Now, I don't really think he's going to do it, but I'm hearing from you and a couple other people that he's in the other room right now. Working on a 500-word essay to get on the show again.
Well, hey, you know, at least he's putting the effort into it.
You know,
he sees the importance of it.
I got to tell you, I'm going to critique it really hard to where I'm going to make him have to redo it, possibly.
I think that's fair.
I mean, you can't beat that. What the hell? Nah, I'll let him on one of these days again. Right now, we're doing good, man. We're doing good. 2015's flying.
It is flying, man. I mean, it's crazy.
Everything's moving right, but my weight, man. January 24th.
Yep.
I got to fucking get up on stage and do the cowbells for the show. I got to do this cowbells band.
What is it? What? A band.
It's a band. The band, it's for this fundraiser, and this band asked me like a half a year ago, will you do our cowbells like, what is that, Farrell?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to get up there and do these cowbells. And how fast January 24th has come,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, man. I'm surprised you're able to work that in. I mean, you know, I see all the requests you get for shit like this. And
I know. This is crazy. But I got to tell you, it's for a fundraiser. It's for little fucking kids that want to play baseball somewhere. What the hell?
It's hard to say no to the kids.
It is, but you know, I don't have a boy. I got a couple girls, and you go to these little league games, and they always steal. I wish one time a little Johnny would just get this ball and just throw it down the second, or throw this little prick out.
That'd be
great. They all think they're Pete Rose or Ty Cobb, okay? And it's unbelievable, and they all get away with a steal. And then when they get home, you hear the parents saying that little Johnny stole three bases today.
Man. And
I'm like, what the fuck? Everyone's stealing bases.
So
I can wheel my uncle, who's in a wheelchair. I can wheel him to second base, and he stole a base off a little fucking
teddy. So this is a whole separate issue, and I'm sure that we could spend a whole hour episode of the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball discussing this. But I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
What is up with parenting anymore? I mean, the last 15 years, the way that parents are involved in every single little aspect of the kid's life, it was not like this when I was growing up and when you were growing up. I mean, you know, they're involved in their friendships with the other. You know, if there's a dispute between one of the kids and the other, the parents are involved, and they're on social media. One parent's bad-mouthing the other.
Chris, hang on to that thought, because you know what? My daughter,
sure,
she gets out of the bus, comes home,
yep,
and she's telling me about something. She had a little conflict with this Indian girl. They called each other names, and I said, well, you know what? It's over, right? She goes, yeah, it's over. This chick, this Indian girl, brings her mom to my house.
Christ.
And I go, what? Who the hell's this? I open the door. It's this Indian mom with her kid, and she's like, we have to talk about this. There was a disagreement. There was a lot of fighting between these two, and we need to resolve this. You know, my parents, I don't know, man. We never got into shit like that.
It didn't exist.
No, and I look at the lady. I go, I think they took care of it. My daughter said everything's all right. Well, I think we should discuss this further on. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What is there to discuss here? Two kids. One called one a bitch, the other one called her a bitch or something like that. They're 14. They know the words. I mean, Jesus Christ. Next thing you know, we got this whole thing. We got to have a world conference here over this. That's not the way we used to do it, man.
That never happened. Man, when I was out with my friends, you know, even when I was 8, 9, you know, out with your friends, you get into a dispute with another kid, your parents would never know about this shit. But now they're wrapped up in every single little aspect of these kids' lives.
And is it to a point to where we don't even trust a kid to say, now remember, Johnny, we're best of friends.
Yeah.
We are best of friends. So if you're going to do any drugs or anything, you come to me first.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure little Johnny's going to come to me.
Of course.
I tried some pot, Dad.
Hey, I got an
8-ball
here,
Dad. You little motherfucker, you tried some weed.
Hey, Dad, I got an 8-ball here.
What's the world coming to? And you know, our sports were, I don't know if you guys know this, we used to play stickball, we used to play Indian ball, we used to play cork ball. And you know what? We used to stay out on the field and play from morning till night. That's what we had back then. I
mean, well, yeah, and you didn't have, you know, you didn't have the iPhone where you were having to, you know, every half an hour send a message to mom saying, hey, here's where I am. You know, we could talk about this all day. It was a different world.
One last thing on that note, too. I mean, these kids nowadays, They play their PlayStations and shit. It looks like the real fucking deal. It looks like they're really hitting against Randy Johnson and shit like that, you know? Yeah. It's unbelievable out there.
Well, that's why they're so hooked on him. You know, that's why you have, you know, all these huge numbers of kids staying inside all day, every day, hooked on the games, you know, instead of, you know, and you know, that's an overgeneralization, I guess. There are still a lot of them outside playing, but, man, we were young.
Here's the thing, though. When they're playing out, though, they're not playing on their own.
No.
It's got to be with daddy next to him saying, now we're going to another Little League game or something like that. It's nothing like when we used to do it, man. No. When we used to organize something, it was just I'd call my friends, four or five of them, and say, hey, we're going to the field. We're going to play a little corkball. And we do that for hours.
Yeah, it's overboard, man. It's all, you know.
Yeah, you know what, though? I guess the upside is that you're doing things with the kid. You know he's not doing drugs and stuff like that. But all I'm saying is stop taking shit so serious. Let the kid play.
Well, that's the thing. Everything's so serious to everyone. You know what I mean?
Everyone thinks their kid's so damn good.
My kid didn't win, but he should still get a trophy. You know, everyone getting these trophies. What the fuck is a participation trophy?
Yeah.
Drives me fucking absolutely crazy.
Yeah, well, how big is this participation trophy? I ought to give this
big enough to fucking infuriate me.
I ought to give one to Jimbo.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Participation trophy.
You participated on the Ocho Man Show. You don't anymore. But
you know what? He's got to come up with a 500-word essay.
Yeah, Jim's a good guy. He'll come up with it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. My friend, I got a big hockey game tonight, that January 9th.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a big play here, and I'm giving up the -1.5. Tampa at home versus Buffalo. Yeah. Are they at home? I think they're at home.
Yeah, they're at home.
Tampa at home here. I love the -1.5. I'm taking Tampa over Buffalo. That's my top play. And our other big over and under is another NHL game for tonight, and that is Chicago.
Ah, the Hawks.
Against Edmonton. They're playing at Edmonton. Who gives a shit? This is going to go over 5.5. I see Chicago alone scoring 5.
At least.
To 6 goals on this one. Yeah,
these guys are good, man.
I like Chicago. These are my two big plays. And tomorrow night, my friends, we've got a St. Louis Blues team out there that has scored, I think they've scored 20 fucking goals in 3 games.
I mean, these guys.
They're doing it right, aren't they?
I mean, absolutely just destroying.
Who are they playing tomorrow night?
The Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Carolina Hurricanes.
What are they? What's their record right now?
They're last place in, I think they're in the Metropolitan Division, but they're like 13 and something.
Isn't that how many losses? 25.
Yeah, the Blues, on the other hand, the flip side of that, only have 13 losses. Fucking Hurricanes only have 13 wins. It's unbelievable, though, if you look at the NHL.
20 goals in their last 3 games for St. Louis Blues. And you know what? I don't see this trend ending here. Tomorrow night, my friends, once you do good with these two plays that we've given you tonight with Tampa Bay, yep, over Buffalo, -1.5, Chicago and Edmonton on the over, 5.5, forget about it. That's going to be easy, 6 or 7 on that one. And let's roll with St. Louis Blues. Take all that money and put it on the St. Louis Blues for tomorrow night. And take the over on that one, too. Make a 2-team parlay on that one. The over and the St. Louis Blues is what the Ocho Man likes. And, again, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Sure.
Entertainment purposes only. But if you got a guy down the block, don't be afraid to knock on his door and say, hey, I'd like to make a little wager on this one. And if you're my friends out in Mexico or down in Mexico and Peru, don't forget Ocho.com. That could be your answer right there to making a nice big play on these 2-3 games that we're giving you today. Ocho Man.
You know
how
what,
can they get a hold of us?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Everybody out there, you can find us on the iTunes podcast store.
Hell of a site you made, too, man. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks, man. Yeah. It's got my face on there with chick's underwear with the dollar bills and then what
else? An 8-ball.
And an 8-ball, yeah.
Stack of money.
How sweet.
Some dice.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, well, and you can also find the Ocho Man on on social media, on Facebook at facebook.com/OchoManSports.
And you know what? You don't even have to, I don't think you even need to go to sports there. Just Ocho Man on Facebook.
Well, yeah, if you search Ocho Man on Facebook, it should show up. The URL is /OchoManSports is the actual URL.
Leave some comments, my friends. That's what I need. I need some more comments. Is this signed up and running right now, Chris, the OchoMan at OchoMan.com?
Well, that's the email. The site is going to be up, I would say, later on this week, early next week.
Excellent.
So
But our OchoMan on Facebook is up, and I've got about close to 7,000 followers on there that like my shit on there. How's that sound, babe?
That sounds great. You know what else? You know, everybody. If you like the podcast, you listen to the podcast, you know what you do? Share it. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your, you know, send
please
an email to your friends. Send a text message.
Please share it, my friend. Please. Please play with your cock and balls and share it. Because if you share it, the Ocho Man finds it advertisement. Advertisement makes the show go. And if the show goes, the Ocho Man will still keep giving his podcast.
You get more podcasts, you get more Ocho Man, you know, special.
Sweet. I'm not asking you to buy anything.
Nope.
Nothing. For $19.95, you can buy. By the way, for $19.95, I bought that stupid fucking spray.
Mm.
That black spray.
I've seen
that. No, it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, well.
No, we've lost advertising from them now, though.
Wow.
But in any case,
Fuck them.
Screw them. I'm only here to help good, honest people. That's why I don't charge for my picks. I don't charge anything.
Yeah,
I give you free picks. I gave you a Tampa Bay tonight against Buffalo, and I gave you Chicago over on the Edmonton at 5.5, and tomorrow night play the Blues. That's what we got tonight, my friend, from the Ocho Man and my partner here, Chris. We are out of here.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment.